Books are also important to people who can and do travel far distances, like the immigrant parents of commentator Leon Winter.
According to family legend, the first sign of my prodigy was given in 1955, when I was 2 years old. On a visit to my mother's birthplace in rural Jamaica, I appeared to be reading the newspapers that lined the walls of my great-aunt's one-room shack. I couldn't really read, of course. I was just calling out the names of the logos I'd seen on television and parroting the jingles in the ad copy. Still, the trip sealed my mom and grandma's conviction that I, the firstborn in the U.S., might be a genius. Soon after, they sank the princely sum of $59 into the 15-volume set of Childcraft How and Why books. A traveling salesman promised the books would open the world for me. He returned to our door on the 14th floor of a housing project each month to collect $10 from my mom, who worked nights at a nearby hospital. My grandmother had to chip in to make each payment, but they never doubted the salesman's promise or mine. The books didn't just open the world to me, they constructed it in a fine literary voice, from the ABCs to zoology. I think of How and Why like something Dorothy Parker would have wanted me to have, if she'd only known I was there. None of the fairy princesses or heroes of myth and legend looked like Jamaicans, but my parents' faith in the treasure within the gilt-edged pages never dimmed. When I was 5, we moved to a little pink house of our own. The book's new home was a low shelf in the basement, which proved to be very leaky. I outgrew my How and Whys before the 6th grade and soon forgot them entirely, until last summer. I was trying to weed out some of the first 100 or so books in my 4-year-old daughter's life when it hit me. What if I was destroying her magic portal to the world of words, just as the basement floods destroyed mine? Suddenly, I had to find my How and Why books again. eBay. My second bid won a 1970 edition, a bit scuffed and missing volume 9, for $26, including shipping, less than half the price my parents paid. It took me all of 20 minutes. By 1970, they'd added a few brown children with puffy little afros to the mostly blonde boys and girls in the graphics. There were also African folktales that I don't recall being in my childhood set. But my joy was laying eyes on the poems and stories from earliest memory, like The Land of Counterpane by Robert Louis Stevenson and The Flight of Icarus from the Greek myth. I couldn't wait to put my grace to bed with them. Here, in my larger, leak-proof suburban house, the kind of home immigrants in the projects dream of. Of course Grace loves them, along with her 100 other books. It's funny, almost unfair, how little I had to sacrifice to give my child something that meant so much and cost so much when my parents gave it to me. But then again, she's their grandchild too. The return from their sacrifice now accrues to a second generation through dividends compounded in me for almost 50 years. Rumors of my genius have had their day. My parents' investment in books remains ageless.
Leon Winter lives in New Rochelle, New York.